today, Mississippi's governor is expected to sign a sweeping tort reform bill into law. It would limit the amount that a jury can award plaintiffs for pain and suffering in medical malpractice suits. It would also cap the liability that companies can face. Mississippians are debating whether the measure amounts to necessary legal reform or protection for corporations. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Mississippi is running ads in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal to tell the business community that it's open for business again, now that it's reformed its legal system. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour campaigned last year on a promise to do something about the state's reputation as a poor place to do business. This year, the former Republican National Committee chairman pushed the reform legislation through the state legislature, which has a Democratic majority in both houses.
The Mississippi legislature passed the most comprehensive tort reform bill ever passed by any legislature in the United States. It makes strong reforms in terms of protecting innocent sellers, premises liability, caps on non-economic damages, caps on punitive damages, jury reform.
And there are plenty of business people who say such legal reforms are long overdue. Until recently, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce referred to Mississippi as a judicial hellhole, along with capping pain and suffering in medical malpractice cases at $500,000, the new law sets limits in most other civil lawsuits at $1 million. On punitive damages, it establishes a sliding scale based on a corporation's net worth. Gray Swope is with the Mississippi Development Authority. He says some companies weren't even considering the state because of the prevalence of big jury awards.
Mississippi would often be ranked at the bottom. We feel like there were times the state was not even on the short list just because of the legal climate that we had.
But not everyone believes that tort reform is the answer to luring new business to the state. Kathy Nestor is a plaintiff's lawyer in Jackson. She says juries, not lawmakers, should be deciding what plaintiffs deserve in court cases. She doesn't see so-called frivolous lawsuits as a problem, and she says what the new law will ultimately do is undermine those least able to fight back when they're harmed by corporate negligence.
I would never suggest that frivolous lawsuits are a good idea, but we have juries that recognize a frivolous lawsuit when they see one. We have judges who, if the jury misses it, they can recognize it. We have appellate courts that can kick out frivolous lawsuit awards. We have a system that's entirely set up to avoid injustices like that, and I trust the system to do that.
But those behind tort reform say the system in Mississippi wasn't working. They point to cases like the one in which plaintiffs received a jury award of $150 million in an asbestos case for exposure that might someday make them ill. In another case, a married couple received a $30 million judgment against an insurance company for selling them a policy they didn't need. And reformers say even more importantly, the escalating cost to individuals and businesses of appealing cases or settling them before they ever reached a jury helped convince even some skeptical state lawmakers it was time for reform. The new law takes effect September 1st. Jack Speer, NPR News.
Details of Mississippi's tort reform bill are at npr.org.